What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 11:19 in the post right here on 97.5 The Fanatic as the Sixers fall 109-106. I don't even know what's going on here. I don't know when we're supposed to break. We came on late because the game went 2 hours and 40 minutes. They were fouling. There were all kinds of things that were happening in this game that extended it 2 hours and 40 minutes. And we have a lot to discuss in 40 minutes of post-game show here tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic. So look, I'll give out the number, 610-632-0975. Tyler, you just tell me we have to break in 3 minutes. Is that how we're doing it to pay the bills? It looks like we have to break in 3 minutes. So look, I don't even want to talk. I want to go right to you, get your reaction right away from what you heard here on The Fanatic and witnessed while you watched it, yet listened to Tom McGinnis on the game call as the Sixers dropped this one 109-106 as they held on to a 26-point lead in the first half, still leading after three, and unfortunately, something that I cannot really explain. Unbelievable how things played out for your home team tonight, falling again 109-106 to the Atlanta Hawks. They now trailed this 7-game series 3-2, with the Atlanta Hawks an opportunity to close things out in Game 6 at home on Friday night. Let's go right to the phones and get to Justin in Virginia Beach to tip things off with us tonight in the post right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Justin, explain it for us, man, please.
I can't. I wish I could, but look, what was the final score of the game?
Say that one more time.
I said I wish I could explain it, but I can't.
Yeah.
What was the final score of the game?
109-106.
Okay. Now, let me tell you this, okay? I am 41 years old. I'm short, and I'm kind of fat, okay? I can make a free throw. All right, I got a stepson who plays basketball. He can make free throws. At what point does Ben Simmons, and I'm not putting it all on him, at what point can he not shoot a free throw? Like, he's missing it constantly. Bro, come on, he got money. He can build a little half-court gym and just shoot the ball all day. And I'm not putting it solely on him, but how many free throws did Ben Simmons miss tonight?
Well, tonight, Justin, thanks for starting things off for us, man. He was 4 of 14, so he dropped 10 free throws on the night en route to the 76ers losing this one 109-106. Listen, Tim, Joe, OG, Nick, Tom, we're going to get everybody in when we get back on the other side. Unfortunately, with the late start, we have some bills to pay, so we have to do this. Hang on. If you're leaving the Wells Fargo Center, of course, hit us up, 610-632-0975. Sixers lose 109-106, your chance to react right here in the post until midnight. Final segment on the other side, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
11:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're in the post. Sixers fall 109-106. I have a lot of thoughts, so here's what I'm going to do with my thoughts. I'm going to save them for tomorrow when we have a 3-hour show, and I can react and I'll save them for tomorrow. So I have my 3-pointers tomorrow morning on the John Kincaid Show with Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan tomorrow morning. That will be at 8:10, I believe. I will be on with the morning show, and then I will be back tomorrow 7 to 10 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic following Cuz's Corner. I'm not even sure we need to do a family game night because there's no fun in family game night after something like this. So we'll put it on hold until next week. When we do family game night tomorrow, we're going in the post the day after the 76ers lost 109-106. So let's get to everyone tonight. Just quickly, Sixers shot 46.7% from the field, 43% from distance, 38 free throws, 60% from the free throw line. 10 of those, as we know, from your other all-star, Ben Simmons. Assists, 20 on 35 made baskets. That would look pretty good on a normal type of night. That was not good enough tonight. We saw it in play early where they were really sharing the basketball. As Doc Rivers said later on, they did not do so in the second half. By the way, Doc Rivers, not off the hook. If this happens the way that it looks like it could, even though he was up 2-1 with an opportunity to go up 3-1, this will now just simply add on to his list of series of losing 3-1 series. And instead, this one, yes, he was not up 3-1, but he had an opportunity twice to close things out, or at least two times to win, to make sure you put yourself in a good position to win the series. And he had an 18-point lead in game 4, a 26-point lead in game number 5, and coughed both of those up. Unacceptable has been the theme for a lot of people that I've spoken to so far off the air about this contest. Unacceptable with what the 76ers did here tonight. Let's go back to the phones as we go in the post with Tim in Doylestown next on 97.5. Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Not good, Tim. Let's be honest. Yeah, not good at all. Mind.
But I'm looking forward to listening to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Anyway, I have a couple points. That's it. You know, at the end of the game, Doc came on and, you know, he kind of threw some blame on himself. But he's an excellent coach, and I you could see his frustration, his anger during that fourth quarter. And, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen. And, again, twice in a row, I think Atlanta has more heart than the 76ers do. They want, you know, if you can come back that much, they have heart. So, you know, yeah. It's very frustrating to watch them. I don't know if I can watch the next game. I really can't. I hope the Sixers win, but I don't think I'm going to watch it. It's just, it's too hard.
Listen, yeah. I can't blame you, but I would encourage you to try to watch it. But I can't blame you for deciding after these last two performances. Tim, thanks for the call, for deciding to step away. But I really, really would encourage you to watch the game because, listen, you ride it out, see what happens, and go on from there. We go to Joe in Philly next in the post right here on the Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Devon. How's it going?
Joe, it is not going well. I left the arena at the end of the third quarter. As I got in the car, I heard Tom McGinnis talk about how they were down to about 12. I'm like, it's no big deal. They'll make their run. It's basketball. It's a game of run. Atlanta's going to make their run. They'll be fine. And never did I imagine that we would be talking about this after the game.
Honestly, I feel the same way. I'm sick. Like, I'm watching the game with my brother and a couple friends, and it's the fourth quarter. We're going in up 18, and the whole time we're not stressed. We're watching it. We're relaxing. We're drinking some beers, you know, having a good time. And then that 18-point lead turns into 14, turns into 12, turns into 8, turns into 6. And then all of a sudden it's like, what just happened? They're hacking Ben. He's missing free throws. And honestly, I wanted to talk about Simmons, but I mean, I think there's so many culpable parties here. I mean, I saw a stat on Twitter. Tobias had 4 points. Ben Simmons, 4-14 from the line, 4 shots, $350 million between them. I mean, Embiid's an MVP. We all know that.
He did his job. He was 37,
exactly.
13. He turned the ball over a couple of times too many with the 5 turnovers. But overall, you couldn't ask for much more from him. He had a shot at the end where he did not take it, where you would typically get that 13, 15-footer from him, a fadeaway. He was knocking those down late in the fourth quarter. Thought he should. Maybe he got tight, and that's something that you don't want to see, but they shouldn't have been in that position. And it wasn't just him. The bench unit, Doc Rivers leaving the bench in there maybe too long. The fact that you just mentioned Harrison Simmons not performing up to the level that you needed them to. Again, one more time, you had an opportunity for your two other star players. You know what, Joe? Forget about the money. It's about your two starters that you look at and you lean on for them to go out there and do their jobs. And neither of them did that tonight. Neither.
I completely agree. And I got two quick thoughts I'm going to leave you with. And they got a lot of callers, a lot of people frustrated, upset, angry, as we all should be. We're the number one seed. We got to. We are supposed to be the vets. We are supposed to be the team that has been in the playoffs before and can close out series and can close out quarters. Not the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta is what the Sixers were 3 years ago. A young, up-and-coming team without the experience that should not be able to go toe-to-toe with a number one dominant powerhouse, which is what exactly we were promised and told that this team was. And just real quick, before you move on to somebody else, I just want to get your thoughts on this. If they lose this series, if, I mean, obviously there's two games left. They're going to Atlanta. It's a tough place to play. We'll see what happens. If they lose this series, is this a blow-up roster loss? Is Simmons here next year? Is Tobias here next year, especially if they continue playing and giving the production that they've done so far?
Joe,
are they gone?
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Look, man, we'll have plenty of time for that in the offseason. The only thing I will say is Elton Brand and Daryl Morey together will have a full, the first time they will have a full offseason to evaluate the roster and really figure out what they want to do. So I'm going to cop out right now, Joe, with that one and say, let's wait until the offseason. Call me back if, in fact, they lose Friday night, we're back together, or if they lose Sunday and we're back together on Monday, then we'll have a lot of things to talk about. So please just bear with me on that one. Let's get through this season first. Let's get through this series first and see what happens, and then we'll have that discussion again. All right, man. So I appreciate it again. I'm not trying to avoid your answer. I'm just saying let's get through this one first, and then we'll have that discussion. Nick was at the center, like I was. Nick, how stunned are you?
Very shocked, Devon. I mean, I think spirits in Wells Fargo Center leading up to the fourth quarter were higher than I've ever seen. You're sitting on that comfortable 26-point lead, and it seemed like on the flip of a dime, it's gone. Like, I forget his name, but the caller said it was 14, then 12, then 8, then 6, and then Lou Williams started hitting a bunch of shots, and I felt like, you know, like that, it was gone.
Just like that. Just like that.
And, you know, that's the 26 is drastic, but, I mean, last game we blew, I think, close to a 20-point game, a 20-point lead as well. I don't know. Nobody stepped up except for JoJo and Seth. And I give all the credit in the world to them. I think it was 73 points combined. But, I don't see this team winning the championship. Maybe not even getting out of this round.
Well, clearly they're down 3-2 right now, so they may not get out of this round. Nick, listen, man, thanks for the call. Maybe we'll speak again on Friday, man, and try to enjoy your night as we all sit here and take this one on the chin, one that really, really frustrates us all. Let me give you a couple of stats here real fast before we get back to the phones. We want to get everybody in here, so hang on. Don't worry about it. We're going to come to you for sure in this one. All right, this is from my man Jerry Monzo. We gave him credit, of course. Great, great statistician down there at the games. Always make sure everybody on television and radio are good to go when it comes to the stats. Jerry's a great friend. We talk basketball quite a bit, and he shot me over a couple of statistics about the game. Jerry said that the last 31-34 of the game, as Tom mentioned at the end of the broadcast and during our conversation, only one Sixer player scored a field goal outside of Embiid and Curry. 26 points in the paint in the first half, only 4 in the second. Hawks 15-2 last 4 or so with their run down down the stretch to pull this win out. Joel Embiid and Seth Curry, 40 of the 44 second half points between the two of them. You heard that right. 40 of the 44 second half points between Embiid and Seth Curry. I can't say anything bad about Seth Curry anymore. Slumping shoulders, the way he walks, whatever. I can't say anything. Right? Head down. I can't. This series, he's been really, really good. Tonight, he did everything he was supposed to do with that 36 points to help Embiid in the scoring column. You needed your all-star in Simmons, who had 8 points, and your other all-star who felt like he was an all-star and was ticked off right before the all-star break that they were not talked about as a, quote, big three to score more than 4 points. Combined, they were 4 for 15. Harris was 2 for 11. Did not get to the free throw line once tonight in this game in 37 minutes and 41 seconds. In the first quarter, the Sixers were 16 of 20 from the floor. Scorching hot. The rest of the game, 19 for 55. OG and Warrington in the post right here on the Fanatic. OG.
Devon, always, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
This is why they make Pepto-Bismol, bro. That's why they make Pepto-Bismol for nights like this. All right, I got like 30 seconds. Just give me 30 seconds. I'll get it all off my chest.
Go for it.
First of all, number one, in Doc, I trust. I have a feeling that when they play Friday night, Tobias Harris, man, is going to go off because Doc knows him, like from previous, when he was with the Clippers. So that's the first point. Ben is going to be Ben. I expect him to be much more aggressive on Friday night. All right. Having lived through the 64 Phillies and the 81 Eagles when they lost to the Super Bowl, this is Philly. You get knocked down, you get the hell out. They're going to win Friday night, I expect, by double digits. And then on Sunday, Father's Day, they're going to come back here, and we're going to kick their ass. And that's all I got, man.
OG, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Glad you feel that way. I do not. I don't know how I feel about Friday as of right now because I am not happy with the performance that they put forth tonight in this game. Let's go to Tom and Bluebell next in the post. Tom.
Oh, my gosh. I got to follow that.
It's all right. OG's a great caller. He's optimistic.
I mean, he seems like a good dude.
Optimistic. Somebody needs to be that. Because you and I are not, Tom. Go for it.
I'm not. So I don't want to hear about what's going to happen and how bad they're going to be on Friday. They were sad. 2 for 4 on the floor tonight. You're all-star. Your guy. Everybody's guy. The best defensive player in the NBA. I don't care. If everybody watches the game, when the run starts on their part, all they do, he brings the ball down. And they sag off of him. And he's got a clean three-point shot. Clean! From the top of the key, the easiest shot in basketball. And he won't take it. So if I don't have to be Nate McMillan. I can be me! I can coach them. And they sag off of him. Now it's 4-on-5 on offense. So Embiid, he's hurting, man. He is hurting. So he's only going to give you so much. And then our other guy, he's not doing it. So he had a bad game. He had 11 shots. At least he tried. Our guy, Ben Simmons, 2 for 4, 4 for 14. You're kidding me. He just can't do it.
No, neither one of them are off the hook on this one. Hold on. 2 for 11. We're both ticked off, and I'm going to. No, Tobias Harris is not off the hook on this one. He had mismatches tonight, too. He had mismatches, Tom, and he did not take advantage of those mismatches.
I know, but so, okay, so give me this. So when they sag off of Ben, right, and Tobias is in a spot, they're sagging down. Defenses are. It's easy for them, and it's hard on the other guys. Why doesn't anybody address? What, I mean, seriously.
We do. You listen to us,
no,
Tom. We do.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear. I watched the post game. I didn't see anybody address. Yeah, they talk about his foul shooting. You know what? His shot actually looked pretty good on the line. But
no, if it didn't go in, it didn't matter. Here's what I think about his free throws, Tom. Thanks for the call. I appreciate everything that you just laid out for us. Here's one thing, and I know there's a couple of people that I know are listening, and one of my guys in particular, and I hope he reaches out to me after I say this, my man Reem basketball guy, big time, my man, right? When Simmons is at the free throw line, it was something that I saw, watching him go through his free throw routine. We all talk about stop thinking so much. He makes one. He makes one. Immediately, I'm thinking, official, get the ball back, take one bounce, shoot it. Don't stand there and go through three bounces, staring at the rim, all that stuff, allowing the crowd to then pity cheer you. No, get the ball, one dribble, shoot it. You're not thinking. Just shoot the basketball. Just shoot the free throw. Q and Chester right here. What's up, Q?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Q.
Yo, man, do you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Bro, listen, man.
It got to the point where it became laughable. I got to the point where I was upset and I just had to laugh. Because it's laughable. It's like, Doc is, and this is everybody, I can't say Embiid, and I'm frustrated, but come on, man. Like, what can we do? Like, Doc had his second lineup in, and you're watching us lose and continue to let them score points, and Lou Will lighten us up with 13, 14 points in one quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he calls a timeout. He calls the timeout late, calls the timeout, and then continues to put his second unit back in.
So the one timeout he called in the third quarter where I think they had a couple of quick turnovers, Q.
Right, right.
And I was like, all right, Doc is seeing what's going on. He needs to stop this one quickly because while you're not really blowing the lead, you need to get a handle on this right away. And I thought that was a good timeout. But it really, again, as you just laid out, it just didn't stop because of the second unit. But you couldn't leave guys out there overall. They were still up 18 after three. They were 87-69, and as we mentioned, man, 40-19 in the third quarter. 40-19.
Fourth quarter. The thing is that, Tobias, and of course we can talk about Ben because Ben is what he is. He's not going to be nothing else but what he is. He's a great defender. If he wants to, he can score the ball. But then mentally, he's not going to do it because he doesn't want to look bad. That's why he drives to the basket, he'll turn around, and he's not a threat outside of him driving to the basket. That's it. And defensively, and also, those tools that we have as far as a point guard or somebody being able to shoot, it's taken away from Ben. So now we got to put it on Tobias, and Tobias, he doesn't score. Whatever goes into Tobias' mind, I don't know if he just loses in the game or he gets lost, but he doesn't attack. It's like I don't understand, where's the aggression outside of Embiid? Where's the aggression at? Where's this sense of urgency? Like, yo, we're going to lose
it. And it started to happen, and once you do that, you know, you just start getting tight. Q, thanks for the call, man. Listen, call back tomorrow, man, so we can talk about this a little bit more. We'll be on from 7 to 10 tomorrow, man, so we'll talk then. All right, man, appreciate it, Q, for sure. Let's get Moan in here, right here, leaving the game as well. Moan.
Oh, Devon. I'm done with the bench. I'm tired of that. Anybody that says Joe missed them two free throws in the end, it shouldn't even get to that point. That's one. And let me talk about them two players that got the Supermax. I'm putting it out there right now, and I always avoided it, which is fine. I never put it out like that. But that number 2-5, I'm done with you, y'all. Yo. I heard man say before on Mikey Mitchell show back in April, they say at the best time to trade a Ben Simmons is at his best value because he'll either be the defensive player or the runner-up for the year. Well, it's time to bring him there, and he said that trade would have possibly with Dame Lillard. I want somebody aggressive for today's NBA. I don't want to hear that no more. I don't want to hear that no more. I'm sick. I couldn't believe what I saw tonight. I'm done with that, man. I'm done with them dudes.
All right, listen, Moan, thanks, man.
We gonna talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk tomorrow, man. Listen, we got a lot. Ty, we out of here. All right, Ray, Anthony, Lance, sorry, guys. Look, tomorrow, call in. We'll be on from 7 to 11 tomorrow. Give us a call. I apologize to you all. Again, things just got ahead of us just simply because of how things really were here tonight because of the length of the game. So, again, give us a call tomorrow. And we'll be here tomorrow from from 7 to 10 as we continue with the reaction throughout the game. So, look, everybody have a great night. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Nat. Thanks, Tom, Marty, and Jerry. We appreciate everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you in the morning as well right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.